We're dashing the word boy. Boy is limiting it that the Easter is only in this case, but in other cases it'll be mutter. So we say kol odol. So we have over here pasuk that's called ben necher lo yechol boy, and we dashing that a ben necher, which means somebody who's mishumet, should not eat from the korban pesach, but it doesn't passel by meiser or by truma. And then we dash in the pasuk kol odol lo yechol boy, and odol should not eat it. And what could he eat? We know that the odol cannot eat truma either. So what could he eat? Lomeli. It means within pesach itself. Boy, ain't oichel. He cannot eat the korban pesach. Avol oichel be matzah mor. He can eat the matzah mor. That doesn't mean the mor, because when mor clearly says in the pasuk on matzahs and mor yochlu, we already had mor psachim that mor is not included. It means the matzah. Because matzah has a separate chiyah be'edav toichlo matzahs. Besides the mitzvah of eating matzah together, korban pesach, the mitzvah of eating be'edav toichlo matzahs. So the gemara, so why do you need l'chayda odol and benecher is the same thing? So once you know that one can't eat, the other one can't eat either. Ve'itzich l'michtav odol, ve'itzich l'michtav kol, benecher. You need both. Say odol, say benecher. The cause of Rachmana Odol, if it say Odol Mishum de Mois. You know why an Odol, somebody who was not circumcised, cannot eat from the Korban Pesach? It's Mois, not having a bris. Avol Ben Necher de Loi Mois, but a Ben Necher who does have a bris, but he's just not from other things. Aim a loy. Maybe he's allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. The cause of Rachmana called Ben Necher, that a Ben Necher should not eat. I'll say Mishum de English Mishum, he's not interested in Yiddish guys, so therefore he shouldn't be eating the Korban Pesach. The kalvachem Moshe Rabbeinu made by the luchas, avol odol the liba l'shamayim, but on odol, where his heart is in the right place, and the, like Rashi learned before, the reason why he cannot mal himself is because his brothers all died under the knife, so there's a problem, there's a genetic problem in the family that can't have an operation.
So it's an anus.
So therefore liba l'shamayim. Aim Allah, maybe then he should be permitted. Tzricha, you need both. We already spoke yesterday that the Tzricha Shalim argued on Rashi, and he says that Odol does not mean what Rashi's case is at all, because that case, Taki, he would be able to eat Truma and Pesach and everything else. Odol and Shas means, we discussed it a few times, Odol and Shas means, what's the last use? Hashumid la Arolis, somebody who's not interested. But an honest is different. So then, what's the pshat over here? So we said maybe what he means is, there's only Meshumid La'arolus. The only mitzvah he's not interested in is Bris. But all other mitzvahs he does right. So Liba L'Shamayim, at least the Korban Pesach. Which basis?
The way we're learning this all, so how do you know that a boy can't?
How do you know an odol? An odol. Maybe it goes in odol.
Are you saying maybe this odol is confined to someone who's got a mitzvah, who doesn't have a mitzvah?
Forget it. It's not a mitzvah. We'll soon see that by the Dorim when you say odol, even though a yid is not gemalah, it's not an odol. An odol is always a goy. The chiddush is when you count as a yid as an odol. Okay, this is what we're up to yesterday. It says in Malavite, it says in the pasuk, now yidashni boy is limiting. The word mimeno also is limiting. It says, don't leave from it until the morning. So what could you leave from in the morning? It says that twice. It says, let's see, mimeno abayke, and then it says, anoise mimeno abayke be'esh tesreifu. Mimeno from it, and not from what? It says, yigmar de mimeno, lelom 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 when you for Rabban of Yitzchak, which we'll learn later in the Gemara, a few pages from now, a few blocks from now, mimenu, we learn different things. Mimenu, you're not allowed, but maise, you are allowed to leave over. We'll see there are three limudim we learn from mimenu. So, we'll see later. Okay, Amar, we learned before, Rabbi Kiva said, Einut, so you don't need the Gzeda Shavuot to tell me that an Odol cannot eat from Truma. You know why an Odol cannot eat from Truma? Because it says in the Pasuk that Ish, a Tzru Azov, should not eat from Kodesh. So we say, what's the extra Ish? There's another kind of Ish you shouldn't eat. The Rabbi says, Odol, that even an Odol should not be eating. The Eimer, how do you know? We went through this before, if you learn Gzeir Shavuot. But now we're asking you, since we're learning that another kind of person cannot eat Truma, how do you know it happened to be an Odol? Maybe it's somebody's an onion, somebody in his family passed away. Maybe that's the person who cannot eat. Because this is the same thing we had yesterday. It says in the Pasuk, so we say what? That only a Zor, a Yisrael, should not eat for Truma. But somebody else could. Who's somebody else that could? So we're including, the Cholzor comes to be Matter. And we're matir and einin. So when it says over here, ish is coming to aser, we aser on orul, and b'chol zor is coming to matir, matir and einin. Zor is a matir lach v'le'aninus. Freddy Gemara, aim of v'le'arelus. How do you know that the heter is for aninus? Maybe the heter is for orul. So we said, what do you mean, how do you know? Haksiv ish ish. We have a pasuk ish ish that comes to Asa. So we decided to Asa the Oinen. I said, Asa the Oral and Mata the Oinen. Freddy Gemara, Mara is, why did you decide to go this way? Says the Gemara. Mistabra makes sense that we had yesterday. Arelis is much more strict. It's much stricter. And because Arelis is much stricter, we're going to, if we have to Asa something, we'll rather Asa Arelis. Why is it stricter? Habla Bush came Masim, Krusim, Bedover, that's the Simon. Mechusa Maisa. First of all, in order to fix it up, you got to do something. Second of all, the Maisa, big goofa, you have to do something in your body itself. Third of all, the Onus Kodus. If you don't have a mila, it's kodesh. And fourth of all, the yesh nelif ne'adibur, this is the mitzvah was given to us before Matan Torah. And fifth of all, that not only your mila, but a mila as chorav avod of your avodim or your children. Ma'akevest, you prevents you from being korban pesach. Look how strict it is. So therefore, if we're going to ask her something, by truma, ish ish, we're going to ask her oral. And the positive chazor is coming to you matter oin. Freddy Mother Oin also pretty strict. In fact, it has certain chumers as well. Adiraba Ninas have a little buya. Ninas is stricter. She can yeshna b'chol shah. First of all, every by an odl, once you mali yourself, is over. You're no longer an odl. By an oinin, every time a close member of the family passes away, he's an oinin again. It comes back and repeats itself all the time. Eshens. Zweitend, v'noi heges, ba'anoshim, v'noshim. It found sight by men and sight by women. By an odl, only by men. By for everybody, isn't that more chamur? And third of all, the ain be yodel lesakenat. There's nothing you can do. By a bris, you can fix them up. By an oinin, what can you do? You got to wait till the day ends. Well, according to some Hashem, even the night, and that's it.
Well,
it's just not the burial. It's not the burial. Even though the poil we fix the burial, but even the burial, again, there's nothing you can do. You have to wait till the burial. But the night before you is also, you can't do anything. You don't bury at night. So there's a time that's also. But many Hashem hold it's till the end of the day. Or yeah, exactly. I know. Other places they don't. Most places in the world they don't. Yerushalayim, they don't want to leave it overnight. And what a Hanif Lefishim. These are more. Rashi.
What did we say about
Mimeno? We said later on the Gemara will tell you we have three Lamudim from it. What the Lamudim are is by Maisa you could leave over, but we'll see in a few pages. And if you want to have vision, the chumras you have at Ordel are more than the chumras you have at Einan. That's one answer. Rava says, like before, below Hanach Levishim, forget the answer, that's a kapab, because there's more. No. Nami le masam, it's a klapnish. Amakra, the Potsik says, ish, ish. A man. And we're learning from a man, there's another Iser. An Iser that lechayda pertains only to men. What Iser only pertains to men? Not being circumcised. Einan has nothing to do with men. Anybody who a relative passes away is an Einan. So therefore, ish, ish, eze hu dovashi yesh nebi ish, ve einebi ish, ave emeze areilis. It's apisvara. Now that Rabbi Akiva learns there's no Gzeri, he doesn't need the Gzeri Shavah to teach you in the Oral Zosar. What does he do with the Gzeri Shavah? But Rabbi Akiva, hi, Toichev Vesach in my overlay. We learned yesterday that the Toichev Vesach that says by Koran Pesach, both of them are extra. So, because Ebedi Vitaki is chayiv in eating a Koran Pesach. So, what you can't tell you? And Oral is like it's not allowed to eat. Omar Rav Shmayel Asuye to teach you Arvi Mohl Vegivoini Mohl. If you have an Arab, that's Gemalot, or from the nation of Given. That's Gemalot, that what? That they cannot eat from the Korban Pesach. Freddy, even though they're Gemalot, you would have thought because they're Gemalot, they're not Arelim, Kamashalon, they consider the Oral, and they're not allowed to eat from Korban Pesach. Freddy, more of a Hani Mul and Ninu. Because they're Mal themselves, I think we accept that halachically as if they're Gemalot. The Hotna, we learned in the Mishnah when it comes to the Dori, if a guy says, Koinim, I will ask Sha'ani Nene L'Arelim, I will ask this, if I have any Hano from an Oral. Is Mutter Ba'areli, so there's a yid that he has a no from, and this yid wasn't gemalot. A yid who's not gemalot is not called an odl. However, but also even b'moylev gecham, but a goy, even though he is gemalot, is an odl.
Even though he's got the chiyuv, if it's a ben avol.
So it appears, from an arvi mo, who's an arvi?
Make two of them.
Yeah. The actual problem is that Rambam holds that any goy who wants to mal himself, not to become a yid, but he wants to do it because of a mitzvah, he's allowed to. And then how does it fit with this whole Gemara here? Yeah, but it sounds like but the Rambam holds an Indian by a goy if he wants to mal himself for the sake of the mitzvah of mila, not to become a yid. So taking mitzvah is also there's an Indian for it. So, As a finish of the Gemara. The Achrei Mashkari.
So if he did it as a mitzvah.
Not Al Bnei Yishmael, Bnei Keturah, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, you know, the Chari would be. But yeah, well, you need, yeah, if he did it for that Kavana.
I'm saying now, it's over and above, if you're a mitzvah, once you become a Kavana, you still need a Tufas Tam.
Oh, for sure you do. Yeah, yeah. Koinim Shani Nene Lemoylim. He says, if I ask it, I will have anah. To those who are gemalit, I will not have anah from this. If I have any anah from somebody's gemalit, then mutter. If he has anah from a guy who was gemalit, not no problem. But also about Eli Yisrael, but if he has anah from a yid, even though the yid is not gemalit, it's called a moilim. So what? So without this gzeira shava of sacher tasha, what would you have thought if we had an arvi who was gemalit? Would you have thought that he's allowed to eat? A guy gemalit is a guy. Rashi. La suye by 7 lines and the narrow lines. La suye arvi be givoni mol shalo yechol le pesach hini pesach givoni shem umish shemoyin and atzmon. It's a whole nation of people who mal themselves. Hani mulni no bid me of a lamed the mutuni. I need a gzeir shavu tell you they can't eat. Ha areli minu ume kol orul me mati. So by areli, but guy makes another by areli. So Rashi says here, and Rashi already asked Rashi how he says himself. Rashi says here when it comes to the dorim is different halachas because by the dorim we look how people talk. Regarding neder, they are called areli Yisrael. I still call areli Yisrael. Still called an amolim the halach achlas me adam. We look at the way people talk. The Yisraelim lo kodol areli. No yid would refer to another yid, even if it's not gemal, as an odol. An odol is a name we use for a goy when people talk. So Rashi is a chayim. So here Rashi saying not happy halach. This is how people talk. When the dorim we look at achlas me adam. So what's the Gemara's question then? How can you tell when you exert shavah halachli to ask a guy is gemalad? Because when people make a dori, when they say gemalad, they mean a yid. So what does that do with anything? That's how people talk. We're talking about halacha. Tastes and rich one, the Rashbam. Exactly. Yeah, we had a machlekes whether who's worse, Yishmaelim or something. Rashi, but actually, big machlekes are shining. Who hate even more, Yishmaelim? Or Bnei Esav. Right. Ella Lasuya Ger Shemovel. You walk into Ukraine, you know exactly who Bnei Esav is. It's not just Shemovel. Ella Lasuya Ger Shemovel Tovel. You know what they come to teach you? A Ger, a Gemalot, and it wasn't Tovel. Or a cotton shenoyle kishumol, a cotton who gemal, that's a line kisavar. A cotton malad himself, as he was born when he's gemalot. So we would have thought that l'chayda, since he malad himself, he should be mutter kamashalam because he didn't finish yet the gaitis. Or we hold he need a toughest down bridge for a cotton shenoyle mol, which is a machlekes, and therefore he's not counting cotton paper. That's the limit of gezeis shavah. That's why you need the word sachir v'tasha. Since he doesn't look gezeis shavah, what is the word v'sachir v'tasha? That's what he leaves it for. Ukasavri hold, so the latter that umbris. Rashi, cottonella, but mole, so we keep a cottonella mole, so the latter than umbris, and that's what the puzzle comes to teach you. That not, you don't need to get a shovel. We already know Adol also about Truma from Ishish, but what you need the Pchala Possig of Sochet to ask it by a corn Pesach to tell you a Gersh, a mole, the Loy Tovel, he's also a corn Pesach, I malad, or a cottonella mole, I malad, they need a Tovel umbris, or needs a Trilla. And Rabbi Lezer, the time made, Omar, we had a machlekes before in the Gemara, but Rabbi Lezer is consistent, he holds. A ger shemol v'loy toval, ger mal yehu is a yid. If a mol v'loy toval is a guy, don't talk about. We just said, Odol can't eat. What do you need another pasuk for? He holds halachically yid. They still need tefillah. Comes the pasuk and says, but he cannot eat Korn Pesach. Ukasav and he holds, cotton kishenoy l'mol ain't so hot than abris. And Rabbi Lezer holds that a cotton noy l'mol is not the abris. Yeah, okay. Rashi. Rabbi Lezer, Loi Maidlu. Rabbi Lezer, who says we use Xeda Shava, like this. Rabbi Kiva holds that we don't have Xeda Shava, we have the Pasuk Sachir and Toshiv to tell you that, we'll tell you what, that Korban Pesach, not only a Goy cannot eat, but even a cotton that was born Gemalot cannot eat. You know why? Because he needs a tougher Dambris. A Ged, the Mal himself, it wasn't terrible, can I? You know why? Because he's not a gay. But you would have thought that maybe he mal is halfway there. I'm telling you, he can't. Rabbi Lezer, who uses the Yeshava, says we don't need the Sach of a Toshiv regarding Korban Pesach. Why not? Because regarding a Kotten Yehol, Yitaka don't need it of the Bris. Yitaka, if a Kotten Yehol, you would, the father will be able to bring Korban Pesach. There's not Ma'ak, you don't need the Bris. And regarding a Ger, Shemov, Tov is a full Ger. And therefore, Yitaka could eat. And he's not Ma'ak of the Balbas. So therefore, as he says, Sochem Atoshev is extra, and you fix the Shabbat. And Bekiva, however, says, no, not a Yid, and he caught him suddenly at the Lord. So therefore, the positive tell you that they're also to eat Korban Pesach. I'll give you back your paper. Yeah.
Is he still a full goy, therefore he's chayv misa if he's shema Shabbos or not? Zepes one of wanted him to do something with Ocha, but after he was screened at this one, then Shochan, he shouldn't have had to make him do a malacha for Shabbos.
Okay. Baiti Gemara, but Rabbi Lezer, who uses the Gzeira Shava, because he holds that Sachir, but there's extra. What do you do with the Ishish and extra Ish? To teach you what regarding Truma? But Rabbi Lezer, how Ishish might have always to do for Dibra Toyder Yodam? We have always the Machlaik, if they repeat something, is it for a limud or stamp? Sometimes you say Dibra Toyder Kolashim and Yodam. Say more interesting Shaila. Boy, Rab Chama Bar Ukve, cotton oral. When we say that you're not Gemalot, you're an oral, what's Pshat, you're an oral, it's love and Mias. Is it the etimini na gemalot, or is it because you have a chiv to mal? The chiv of mila is what makes you ungemalot as an oral. But if you never had the chiv of mila, then you're not considered an oral at all. A cotton the first 7 days, is he called an oral? Or do we say that he's not called an oral because he has no chiv of mila? If we the word is that if you're not gemalot, and therefore the fact that you're not gemalot down itself makes you an oral, then a cotton 6 days old is a very oral. Till you get rid of it, or the pshat? No, it's the mitzvah of oral of mila that creates the chesaron of an oral. That's the shaila. Gemara doesn't resolve it. Are you allowed to smear on a cotton oil of truma? Because smearing drinking is like eating. The shaila like this: Areil shalay bezman ma'akve, and areil is before the time of the mila comes along. Is ma'akiv oiloy ma'akiv na ma'akiv? This is the raya that Tosafos Shonim brings that a person who's hemophiliac and who cannot have a bris is not considered an oral from right here because he never had the chiv. The Torah said he shouldn't mal himself, so it's the same shaila as cotton shalay bezman, and just like there's a suffix, there's also a suffix. Rashi. Within 8 days, we know that that sich is like drinking. Drink water inside him, like oil on his bones. In other words, you see, drinking compared to smearing. Most of the shayin disagree with Rashi, that holds only a smachta, some of the Rabbein Tam, and others from Rabbon. Rashi seems from here that holds mahatoida. Ma'akva ma'achil tzum, hold back tzum. It says only. It says in the Brayis as following: that if your children or your avodim won't gemalot, you cannot eat a Korban Pesach. Only ela milaz chorav. Now there's two parts of the Pesach: there's the hashchit of the Pesach and there's achil the Pesach, and you have to be rov for both. So only ela milaz zchorah b'shas asiyah. All I know is from the pasuk that when you mal, that when you want to do b'shach the Pesach, you got to make sure your children are gemalot, because it says and afterwards you should do it. And va'avodim, when it comes to avodim, it says over there that after you mal you ever then oz yechaboy. So b'shas achila, we know you need avodim to be gemalot, and b'shas v'heisah, b'shas asiyah, we know that your children gemalot. Minayin litas or omish or zeb is a how do you know when it comes to eating, you have to make sure you're chulling your mouth. And how do you know when it comes to see, you have to make sure you have volume in your mouth. Yeah. And see is an afternoon, and the eating is at night. Now the Gemara is going to try to analyze what's the habam in it. How can you have one without the other? We have oz, like Zedah Shabbat. Says the Gemara. Bishleima avod of the havmin of the brais, which is that could be that you only inevit to be gemalot by the eating and not by the shechita. How's that possible? It's very possible because you bought the evit after you shechted the Pesach, so it wasn't yours to be worried about. Mishkachel the east nu b'shas achila b'shadachsia. For example, the evit exists during the asiyah. Keep going. The zevninu bein the bein. You bought it afterwards. Fine. El is a chodav. It says in the brais. We would have thought that when do you have to make sure your kid is gemalot only when it comes to shechita. When it comes to chila, your kid doesn't be gemalot. How is it possible that your kitchen, that if your kid, that you should have a kid that didn't have to be gemalot by asiyah, but has to be gemalot by shechita? I didn't have to be mal by asiyah, but it has to be gemalad by achila. How can that be? El is chayv the ish no b'shas achila just achila hechid tikach lo. How is it possible? Lava must be the isiyalud ben asiyah achila. Must be that was born in the afternoon, and he's a cotton that did not yet reach the time of chiyuv mila, and yet we're calling him an adol that you have to mal him or you can't eat that night. So we see clearly me that a cotton shalay bezmana is called an adol. So notice the kid was born after he shechted on Pesach. Then shechita was no problem, but during eating there's a problem because he's and we would have thought that maybe it's not a problem. That's when he had a pasuk to compare oz to compare a child to an eved. So klorai that a child before the bris is called an adol. Shmavna arei shlo bismana haveri. That's more things. Rashi ain't like a Pesach lemizchor sheish lebashas here. What are you doing when you shechted gabim lemizchor ksiva oz yikrav la'asoisa? It says when you mali kid, then you can bring it up shecht. V'hayin shechita. V'gabim lemizchor ksiva oz yichva. You can eat, which is talking about what eating the mashul have. Avi lahavi le'ev bishas see. It wasn't evid during the shechita. V'ayil bishas achila ma'akva. When the Pesach stops you, prevents you from eating. How do you know that the children were suitable to mala by eating, even though they weren't suitable by shchita? Holds him back. Weren't around during the shchita. He was born afterwards. No, maybe it's an 8-day-old baby. So if an 8-day-old baby, how is it possible when it comes to eating? He wasn't chai. When it comes to the shchita, he wasn't chai. When it comes to eating, he was. If the eighth day is the following day, and that night you don't malo, then at night also he's not chayv and mila. How is it possible at night, leil tezvav, you should be chayv and mila, and yom yudal, you're not chayv and mila? If yom yudal is yom chesen, you're chayv, If yom yudal, you're not chayv, then you're not chayv till yom tezvav. So leil tezvav, you're not chayv. What do you mean, an 8-day baby? And you try and tell me, but before 8 days, he's not an oral. So how does it work? Says the Gemara. Amarav etizbram. The Tizra explained to you, it says in the Pasuk, Himal loy kol zocher amar achmona, va'oz yikir la'asoysoi. Is it possible? Oh, la bar milu, it's not shaykh to milu, how is that possible? Elo hocham as you know talking about. He said, it can't be talking about Eish Lebizmana, because it says in the Pasuk, you should mala him and then bring it. But this kid, you can't mala. It's before the date, he's all just born. He had a terrible fever, or any sickness that the Shulchan says that surrounds the entire body. So because he had a fever that affected the entire body, so therefore the din is you got to wait, and he came better at night. So during the day he was potter from meal, and at night he's chayv. We know that if somebody is sick, as if they were just, when they become cured, they, as if they were born that day, and you got to count a new 8 days. So what's helped us? That much more chalatz techama neisle koshiva. David koshiva. So if so, let's mal him in the morning. What do you gain by telling me? So you tell me. What do you tell me that he became better 7 days ago, and then 7 days later, 7 days later, then in the morning of the 14th, he's already chayv mila. And if the 7th day, if the 8th day is actually the 15th, so he's not chayv by day, nor is he chayv at night. How do you find the hechitimtza where the chiva bris mila is at night and not during the day? That during the day you didn't have the chiva bris mila, at night you do have the chiva bris mila. How's that possible? Everything more, this is the halacha. Be'inan me'esh le'eis. We had before already that you need me'esh le'eis when it comes to a bris, and if someone is sick and you got to give him another 8 day. The 8th day, it's not the 8th day in the morning. Chayiv 2:30 in the afternoon. They became well exactly 2:30 in the afternoon. 8 days later is when the chiva bris is me'esh le'eis. And therefore, if you became sick 4 in the afternoon, you shechted your carbon Pesach 2 in the afternoon, so you use no chiv then of bris mila, and about night, you're chayiv, because 4 o'clock already chayiv.
I always know, but if you became better at night, then
we're trying to find a case where sometime in the afternoon became chayiv and bris mila, and then in the early part of the afternoon you weren't chayiv, and the late part of the afternoon you are chayiv, and this is how it's possible.
But we don't look when a baby is actually born at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you don't say...
Yeah, but with sickness you do. No, even by B'mitzvah, even though it's one opinion, it is, but we say no. No, there was an opinion by B'mitzvah you do, but we don't. And we're having more nida. We'll have all that nida. That's the whole mission, actually, all about these me'esh le'eis. Start tonight. Says the Gemara, "Vahatani Ludo." It says in the Brayse Ludo said, "Yom Hivroas." The day that gets better, "Ki Yom Hivode." He was born Lachayde. It's exact my love, my Yom Hivode. Just like the day you're born, we don't care what time of the day you're born. Comes the eighth day, Loi Beina Meisleis. You don't need a 24-hour. Whatever time Meisleis, whatever time you're born, doesn't make a difference. Is Af Yom Hivroas the day you get better? Loi Beina Meisleis. What do you think? The day you get better is more stricter than the day you're born. That's the hechitim. So Rashi,
how long
have
we seen that? We had it in the Shabbos.
8 days ago. V'tani Ludo Shem Chacham Yom Havrosa Ki Yom Yevoldo Itzor Lahamtin Shmoni 8 days. My love Horikama didn't mean to say my Yom Yevoldo Leibin. You don't need me Eisleis Af Yom Havro Leiboy Meisleis. So say no. Odi Yom Havrosa V'hadi Tani Ludo Yom Havrosa Ki Yom Yevoldo Ho Asi Tom Tichu Itzor Lahamtin Ad Yom Shmoni 8 days. I'll give you another answer. How you potter from Bris by day and you chayv late in the afternoon. A problem going to koiv le'ein ilinuke. The eye bother him. When do we say you got to wait 8 days after you get better? The entire body is sick like a fever. Or the jaundiced. But if just the eye was hurting, we don't do the bris because of maybe a sakana, but then as soon as he gets better, he's better. You don't wait another 7 days. And therefore, he got better 2:30 in the afternoon. The itbach bein de bein, he got better in the late afternoon. Rashi, the koivla ein el yinukav itbach, bein nasi el achila, between the shchita and the eating, bein noistin shiva yomim el lefisha mitcha chalasa chama, only he became sick, a fever, the entire body. Another answer is, Rav says, going to show you, avi v'imai chavushin bebeis asurim. The kid's parents were in jail during the day, so they couldn't mala the kids, so it's an onus, but they sent the shliach to bring the current Pesach, so because they were an onus, it's not ma'akiv. On the other hand, when they got out of release from jail in the afternoon, they were able to eat the Karm Pesach, so they're chayiv now in the bris of the child because they're free now. And this is an interesting Rashi, the Achreim talk about it, and others. Chavuch the Rashi, B'shas Asiya, they were in jail while they were doing the Karm Pesach. Mitzvahs Mila Mutelis Aleihem V'loi Alachedim. Who has the Mitzvah Mila? Them. And not others. Rashi clearly says here there's a Mitzvah Mila on the mother. In the Mor Kedushin we had the Mitzvah Mila is only on the father. And Rashi clearly says it, Mitzimu tell Aleihem. Father and the mother. The Haim, again, everything in plural. The Haim, Einan Yechidin Lasses es Pischon, they cannot then make the Pesach. The Shacha Shluchan Aleihem, so if they're in jail, Hadim Chabin Kor Pesach, they send a Shliach. The Hashmin and Kro. Shim Yotu Shasach in the middle of Benoy Makkah. The only thing I don't understand is Rashi, besides all that is. Exactly, why is it honest then? If you send a Shliach to go and bring Kor Pesach, get it off. But not a day, not 8 days old, till 13,
till he grows up.
Yeah, till he grows up.
So then the chibuk comes on him.
Yeah. And him or the bezel, yeah. Not in the 8th day. We believe the father will do it. But why Taka? I don't know. Why Taka? When we send a shliach to fix that up. Anyway, vayte gemara. Tell you what, interesting Rashi. Rashi holds that the mother is chayiv in bris mila. Rav Kahana. And we also had Rashi in the beginning of Chagiga that the mother is chayiv in chinuch. So Rashi is a very progressive pesuk. He believed in equality back then. Rav Kahana, b'reid Rav Nechemya, Rav Kahana, the son of Nechemya Omar, ki going tumtum, shenikra. We're talking about the child was a tumtum. He had no idea it was a boy or a girl. And then, so if he didn't know it was a boy or a girl, in a chayiv b'ris mila. But then what happened was, it tore open, v'nimtza zacha bein de bein. Late afternoon, something happened and it ripped open the skin and now suddenly so it was a boy. Taisa has a discussion at the beginning of this pedik, whether it's a chiv actually to rip open a tumtum. Is there a chiv b'chlal? Tumtum is a selfie, right? What, he has a skin. So, maybe he has a chiv to rip open the skin and find out if you're a zacha or not. It seems from the Gemara here that there's no chiv, and Taisa uses this Gemara as a raya, and there's no chiv. It says nikra. If the dinner is a chiv, then what kind of excuses are the kids at tumtum? Go ahead and find out. And if it's a boy, it's a problem. And if mimal, if it's not a boy, fine. But you have to wonder why tak isn't there a chiv? Why wouldn't there be a chiv? It's so easy to determine if the boy or girl. All you have to do is remove the skin. So there shouldn't be a tumtum. I put with pot
no
the mitzvah.
As a tumtum.
Yeah, why should it be a tumtum? Why should you leave a person in a state of a suffix when all you need to do is remove the skin? And so it appears in the matter. It's so simple. Vice as it is. Because Taisa says. Taisa in his discussion sounds like going out a simple operation, a simple procedure, and that's all it is.
How can you go to the toilet?
And an androgynous?
Androgynous has both some money. What are you supposed to do?
Only years later.
No. Androgynous is born androgynous. In English also, it's born with both genitalia. So We don't know what they are. He says, Afa gav the enel chayv likroy v'lomel. Ke demuchrik mo, we just learned. Why talking that? Why wouldn't it be such a chayv? You think that you have a chayv to bring yourself to a mitzvah. It's not just a bismillah. Chayv and tefillin, chayv all the mitzvahs that a man is chayv. Why wouldn't you... No, I don't know. Don't know why. Unless there's some sakana involved. But then Taser would have said something. No. I'm just wondering why not. Okay.
By the way,
what's
the...
If a guy has someone born with some kind of sickness, he won't go to a doctor because they should made it like this. No such thing. Sorry, what were you saying?
Moshe Rabbeinu was an Aaron?
No, it's not a mole.
He was a mole, but he didn't have the... He needed a toughest dam, right?
That's a machleik we just had. You could have blazed a kiva if you need a toughest dam or not. Okay, bye to you, brother. Rab Shrav Yoim, an interesting thing. I'll give you another answer how it's possible that he was not chayv in Bris Miller by day and yet he was chayv at night. If you're going to hoitzi, this is a hard Gemara to understand. I mean, I don't know the signs behind it, but Gemara says here, hoitzi roishay chutzle proizder. That the kid stuck the head out of the canal. No, the head can't go back in because he'll die. If the head goes back in, the moment the kid goes out, the mouth opens. Goes back in, how's it live? It'll drown from the... Hand, maybe, yeah. Actually, a hand, he's there, but a mouth. Most of the mouth goes out, the mouth's open. No, I have a doctor in my shul who's a professor in cardiology, child cardiology, and he said there's a symptom called when you have twins, and they have a bigger twin and a smaller twin, really the small twin should come out first because the bigger one pushes out the smaller one. Yaakov should have come out first. There was this Taina, and it has a name. There's a technical name for it. And when it doesn't happen, there's a problem. It's a common thing.
Yeah, that's Yaakov and Esau. But I'm talking about
the better sense. Yeah. Right, what he tell me? Umichaye, if the the baby stuck his head out, so he couldn't mal him, but then he didn't come out until the afternoon. But you start counting the bris from the head stuck out. So when the head came out, it was 8 days ago. The eighth day was that day, but you couldn't do the bris because the body was still inside the mother's womb. But as soon as the rest of the body came out, you chayim. Now it happened 4 o'clock in the afternoon. How can the baby live for 8 days? But time we learn, make giving us a lot of it. Once he came outside, niftech hasosim, the mouth that was sealed open, and the umbilical cord that was feeding the child shuts down. Shilmole Cain and Yochel Lichav Shachar. Otherwise, we had to live at all. If we couldn't breathe, if the mouth didn't open up, we had to breathe. Hoch of my skin, and I'm going to answer this. Going to Zonta Ishta. You know how it survived for 7 days? It couldn't feed nurse anymore for the mother. And you can't nurse, it's impossible with the baby's head over here to nurse for the mother, physically. So how did the baby survive? So I'm not sure why the Gemara doesn't say you brought in another woman to nurse the baby. Gemara doesn't say anything. Gemara says that he had a fever. And the fever, the heat of the fever allowed the baby, because it slows the body down. And you don't need as much via food. When people get sick, they don't need as much. You lose their appetite. So, and then the body eats from their own energy. And that's how you survive. You can survive for 7 or 8 days. And that's how the baby survives. But a baby has enough energy to survive 7 or 8 days. I don't know. But I don't know why you doesn't say they just brought another woman, a nursemaid, you know, to come in and a wet nurse and do whatever has to be done. Don't know. Talking about each man, whose sickness? Elam each day, the kid's sickness. We just learned a minute ago, the kid's sickness gets better, you gotta wait another 8 days. Eachi goes jiva boy, gotta wait another 7 days. El the zon say each to the imi, his mother was sick. And the baby was able to benefit from the sickness of the mother. Okay. So I'm not sure about the whole science of this, how it works. The boys have nochat heretzis. The baby's head is outside. When the house is nourished itself, somehow or another, and it's no longer the umbilical cord, the heat of the mother. When do we say that a baby cannot survive? Heichad loy ma'avid doesn't scream. Avol heichad ma'avid, where it screams, mechay, the energy that the child expends screaming, that energy gives him kayach to live for 7 or 8 days without eating. Yeah, mikvitcher is a good thing, gives you energy. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yechon, okay. Does he give any signs over there? Was he explaining what all this is about?
But he
Does he say anything why they just don't get a wet nurse to come and feed the baby? Why do you have to come up with such far-fetched cases? She can't. How? The baby's face is... Oh, here. But maybe he couldn't right away. It's too sore. And then the baby's still inside.
It takes 3 days till the milk comes
in. Exactly. And the baby's still inside,
so... The baby's not born yet.
That's right. It's a whole different thing here. Talking about a bite. That even though somebody's an odol, he didn't get mal himself, if he's tummy mace, he can receive from the paradum in the third and seventh day. She came matzinu b'avisenu. We find by our ancestors when they left the midbar, they weren't gemalit until they came into Yisrael. She kiblu hazok, shehein areilim, and yet they were makabel hazok before they gemalit. What's the mice of the shenema? It says, when the Eden, we became the Yeshua. When Gilgal then they came in, they were all Tommy Mace from over the years. And Ha'am Olam and the Yarden, when did they cross the Yarden? Was Be'asor L'Chaydash on the 10th day. Harishon in the 10th day of Nisan, Be'asorah Le'mihila. The first day they didn't mal themselves, Mishum Chol Shlurcha. They're very weak and it's dangerous to mal themselves. So therefore they mal the next day. So, but when did they, remember you have to spray, you have to do the third and seventh day. The seventh day was Yudalad Nisan. So when was the third day? Yud Nisan. So we see that they had the Hazor before they mal themselves, which is the next day. So we see you could have. Amos Obilulav Kishan Arelim. So therefore Zarai, you can do Hazor first. Oh, we won't talk about it in a minute. We won't talk about it. Freddy Gimara. Taisa says he doesn't understand what the Gemara is talking about here. Why would you think that an Odol can't have a Zohar? What does Mila have to do with being Tomei and not being Tomei? Why shouldn't be able to have a Zohar? You need a limud that it is. Yeah, we're talking about Tumah. For example, he says, whatever, he talks about a Nida, a woman, like a mallet, with the Mazin and the Torah. Where does Mila, what is the connection to Mila? It's hard to understand Taisa Raif and Nida because we have a command in Mila dummy. Women don't need Mila, it's not a chassan by them. Men was a sudden, but still, why would you think otherwise? And back to your mother. Who said they did a Pesach that year? Lloyd said, I don't think so. That they all went ahead and they went to the mal themselves in order to do the Pesach. Who said that they had a zo? We learned in the Gemara Pesachim, Tumahu to the Betziver. Since everybody was tummy, they brought the thing as tummy. Tanya behead, you look clearly. The Braise Molu, they malin themselves. Vitovlu, they went to the mikveh. And but also Pishem Bitara. How can you do Bitara? Must be the Harazon and Yunisan. When they mal your olives. A Rai that Odol can have a Zon. But you should know that they're not only the mitzvah milgit of Ravinu, but in times of Yeshua, they got an additional part of the mitzvah. Le'nitna priyas milala of Ravinu. Even though he might have done it, but he didn't have the chiv of priya. The second, there's two skins. The tough skin, the top, the main one, and the secondary skin. The secondary skin is priya. Shneimer says, Be'esahi omar Hashem al Yeshua. David said to Yeshua at that time, Asay l'chochar v'tzur, to make these sharp things out of stones. And go ahead and mal the Eden. So the cheder, what do you have to mal the cheder? Right now, Moslem, they're all gemalot already. Why mal them again? Must be priya. Freddy Mora v'dil mahanad lemol. Maybe he's only referring to those Eden weren't gemalot. Mal them. Who said they gave a new mitzvah called priya? Said the Gemara, kimulim hayu kol ha'ama yaitzim. It says that all the people already gemalot. The kol ha'ama yiludim, all those that were born when they left Mitzrayim, and so on and so forth. So it's already gemalot. Im came my shuv and nochme. It says since there were. It says in the Pasuk, it says here, Veshuv Moab Bnei Yisrael Shenis. What do you mean, and again? If they're all Gemal, what do you mean, again? Must be Priya. El Elav L'Priya. My Shenis, La Kushi, to compare, Seif Mila, Chil Mila. Beginning Mila is Mila, and then you have the Priya. Ma'at Chil is Mila, Ma'akev. You don't do Mila, it's Ma'akev. From Korn Pesach. Av Seif Mila, Ma'akev, Ma'akev, boy. It's holding back the midst of Mila. The time that I learned. Eilu ain't tzitzin on Ma'akev, and as a Mila, you have tzitzin. These little strands that are still holding back the midst of Mila. Bosar ha'choifes reiva ha'torah, the flesh that's surrounding most of the corona. Because says if you want to mal it, we're talking about the height of the Torah, not the circumference. The height of a Torah is ma'akif. That's sitzin ma'akvin. We also had a sitzin she'en ma'akvin, but sitzin ma'akvin the reiva Torah. Freddy Gemara, your question: why taka didn't they mal themselves in the midbar? But we'll do that tomorrow.